If you've ever interacted with a kid who is acting out, you've probably tried to figure out what is wrong with them.
Right, yeah, that is usually the first instinct.
But, well, what if the better question is what happened to them? Welcome to today's deep dive. We are exploring an EU-funded Erasmus Plus project called TIPPI for Kids.
And that stands for Trauma-Informed Practice for Teachers, Youth Workers, and Parents.
Exactly. And our mission today is to discover how everyday adults can support children with PTSS, entirely without needing a medical degree.
Okay, let's unpack this. PTSS in Europe is rising, right? And kids are increasingly bringing complex trauma right into our classrooms and living rooms.
They absolutely are. And it puts everyday adults squarely on the front lines of a mental health challenge they were just never trained for.
Yeah, you have teachers and parents seeing these intense emotional needs, but without a clinical background, they often just, misinterpret the behavior entirely.
Precisely. They just see a quote-unquote bad kid. Right, because expecting an untrained teacher or a tired parent to manage PPSS on the fly is a lot like asking a civilian to defuse a complex wire system. Or, fixing a severe software glitch by aggressively hitting the computer monitor.
That is such a good analogy, yeah.
They try to correct the external behavior, like a sudden tantrum or a total shutdown,
Right.
without actually understanding the internal operating system that is causing it.
What's fascinating here is how this specific project came to exist, because it reveals just how desperate the need for that operating system manual really is. TT for Kids builds directly on previous EU initiatives.
I like the ones from a few years ago.
Yeah, back in 2019, there was a project focused on trauma support for refugees. And then in 2023, another one aimed at public and private sector workers.
Oh, got it. So where do the everyday parents and kids come in?
Well, this current project, funded from 2024 to 2026, was born strictly because stakeholders from those earlier programs essentially begged for an extension.
Wait, they actually begged.
Literally begged. They realized the critical gap was helping children, and they urgently needed resources tailored specifically for the everyday adults in those kids' lives.
Okay, so if hitting the monitor doesn't work, what is the actual schematic this project is handing them to fix the problem?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, handing an exhausted parent a 50-page academic PDF on psychological triggers just isn't going to work.
Definitely not. They need something immediate and actionable. And that's why they built a highly practical digital toolkit instead of just publishing another academic paper.
Okay, what is actually in the toolkit?
It includes a mobile app with an 8-module self-learning course translated into multiple languages, including Ukrainian. But the real core of this toolkit is the collection of behavioral case studies.
Case studies, like examples of how to act.
Exactly. Instead of just listing symptoms, these case studies explain the mechanics of trauma. For example, when a child shuts down completely and goes nonverbal, an adult's instinct is often to push them to talk.
Right, you want to ask, what is wrong? Tell me what happened.
Yeah, but the toolkit explains exactly why that approach actually deepens the trauma response. The child's nervous system is overwhelmed, so they need sensory regulation first, not a verbal interrogation.
That makes a ton of sense. But
Yeah.
here's where it gets really interesting. One of the tools on their platform is a real-time chatbot. And I have to admit, I have some serious skepticism here.
Yeah, sure, a lot of people do.
Like, can a chatbot truly assist with something as deeply sensitive and nuanced as childhood trauma? It feels incredibly clinical to hand that kind of delicate emotional triage over to AI.
This raises an important question about the limits and, well, the true purpose of technology in this space. The documentation is very clear. This chatbot isn't there to replace doctors.
Okay, so no medical diagnoses.
Right, no diagnoses. Rather, it offers immediate on-demand support by explaining the why behind a child's actions in real time. Imagine a youth worker in the middle of a super high-stress situation.
They just pull up the map.
Exactly. And the chatbot doesn't just offer generic advice like, hey, be nice. It reminds the adult that the child's amygdala is currently hijacked, meaning logic just won't work yet.
Wow, so it tells them what to do right in the moment.
Yes, it prompts the adult to lower their physical stance, regulate their own breathing, and focus on physical safety before ever saying a single word. It acts as an in-the-moment anchor.
That is amazing. Whether you are a parent, an educator, or just a deeply curious learner listening today, recognizing the mechanics of trauma fundamentally changes how you respond to a child's struggles.
It really does. You stop seeing a problem to fix and start seeing a child to support.
So what does this all mean?
If we connect this to the bigger picture, it means that these accessible tools make empathy actionable.
Actionable empathy. I really like that.
Yeah. By giving parents and teachers structured case studies and on-demand, scientifically backed digital support, we are actively giving them the vocabulary and the confidence to de-escalate delicate situations without causing further harm.
It totally reframes that software glitch analogy from earlier. Now, you actually have the developer's manual right in your pocket.
Exactly.
And it leaves you with something to ponder. If a real-time AI chatbot can effectively guide everyday adults to respond to complex childhood trauma with immediate grounded empathy, how might trauma-informed technology completely reshape the future of parenting and education?